Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Nicole Pellegrino.
And we are back. We haven't done a listener email segment in a bit. I'm excited.
I know, me think? Too. I'm very excited. I'm excited that it's just us two. You know, we've had some great guest episodes recently. If you guys haven't listened, definitely do so. They're about, you know, skincare, beauty. I forget what else we've done. Wedding, the history behind all the weddings. But we're back to just, you know, give our plain old advice.
Yeah. So wait, before we get into it, though, give me some wedding updates.
I've been looking forward to this moment.
I saw on your story you're going to Tulum. I'm so excited and jealous.
Yes. So that's one of the big updates. Tulum is the Bachelorette. That's happening late July.
When? Where?
July 15th through the 18th. So that's Thursday through Sunday. We've booked our stay. I think there's 11 of us. There might be a couple more joining last minute, but we booked at a villa on the beach. You know, we made sure it's safe and everything. It's like part of a hotel. I will be definitely covering this whole trip in detail because so many of you have asked. But just started sort of scoping out the restaurants we want to look at and stuff like that.
Nicole, let me know if you need any tips because Aileen had her bachelorette there. So we've been there. It's so fun. I was actually going to go there. You know, I'm getting married in Mexico. So I was going to go there for my mini moon, but then I was like, it's like 2.5 hours from the airport. So I was like, I feel like I'll be tired and I'd rather go to like a different hotel, like closer to, where my wedding is.
What part of Mexico is your wedding again?
It's in Playa del Carmen, which is like half an hour, 45 minutes from the airport. Tulum's like far. But yeah. I went there. I love it. It's a great place to have a bachelorette. So fun. And by July, I think you'll be like, fine. Very exciting.
That's what I'm hoping. Like, I'm going to get vaccinated as soon as I possibly can. And I know a lot of my friends that are going on the trip also are planning on doing that. We found an Airbnb, but again, it's like, it's its own villa, like in the beach area of Tulum that we wanted, but it's kind of part of a larger hotel. It's hard to explain, but that said, like the people who we booked through are like being very helpful. They're like, we can, you know, find transportation from the airport. I'm excited to get more into planning that. Other than the bachelorette, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Like the listeners have been like calling me out for not sending out my change the dates yet, because every episode
and they're not even invited. Imagine the people who are invited.
Exactly.
Did you decide to do paperless post?
I did. I'm happy to report that they have the send button was pressed. They were sent. Paperless post made it so easy. This is not sponsored. And it's great. People were opening them. It shows you who's opened
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Thank you. It took me a good 2 months to do that task. Just had to like, gather.
I feel like all the COVID news is such like a, you know what I mean? It's like a mind fuck a little bit. Like you get like excited and then you get like, then there's a bad article and you get like worried and then there's a good article and you're like, this is on. And then there's a bad article and you're like, maybe not. So
literally,
I can totally see your hesitation.
Exactly. But it was nice because I got to send out, I had all my hotel blocks linked on the website. So now all my guests have started like booking their hotels for September and stuff. And that's important, you guys. I realized like hotel blocks is a whole nother. I know you don't have to deal with that, lucky Jordana.
Oh, I do. I have a hotel block at the, I'm getting married at a hotel.
Do you just have one?
It's just one, but because it's at the hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't have I'm not getting married at a place and then having several other blocks around it. I see what you, it would be weird, I think, for my guests to come to my wedding and not stay at the hotel that the wedding is at. Yeah.
Did you book a block that encompasses all of the different rooms, all that your entire guest list?
So I'm not sure how I'm not sure how it works with most hotels, but with our hotel, it was kind of you had to almost pay in advance and reserve a certain number of rooms. But then you also get concessions based on how many people actually wind up booking rooms. But you kind of and so we pick but they give the guests all the options, but they can only guarantee the rooms that we pay in advance for. Okay. Does that make sense? Is that confusing? Yes. Probably.
No, because then you can add to it if you need.
Yeah. So people can buy any kind of room that they want, any suite, any regular room, a whole wide range of prices. But mm-hmm. the only rooms that are guaranteed to be available to our guests are the ones that are part of the block. But the hotel that I'm having it in is over 200 rooms. So I'm not particularly worried about people not being able to get the rooms, and the rates are good for any room, are discounted for any room.
Oh, nice.
But is that not how it works with
yours? No, with mine, I'm a little confused because, I'm a visual person and can't physically retain information unless I see it, but I kind of get what you're saying. With mine, it's just when we booked it, we did the thing where you don't want to pay any money to reserve hotel blocks. So we just said give us, I forget exactly what it's called, but we just said give us 10 rooms at this hotel. And then if we need to add to it, we'll call you back and let you know, once we see how much guest demand we're having for the rooms. So we did that at multiple hotels in the area, including the one that I'm getting married at. But we wanted to give more options because in Annapolis, there's a bunch of the hotels around. And the one we're getting married at was a little more expensive of rates. So just wanted to give people more affordable options. Yeah. But it's stressful because now the hotels that we booked at, including the one I'm getting married at, they're it's going to be a really busy weekend in Annapolis, Maryland. There's a Navy Academy home game. I don't even know what sport, football, I think. But there's a home game. It's Labor Day weekend. People are going to do the beach traffic is going to be there, all this stuff. So that's been kind of stressful. I'm trying to call and add.
Given that they're saying we're not giving you any more rooms. Is that what they're
basically as of right now they're saying that, but I think once our blocks basically get filled, that's when they'll add more rooms.
Right.
I can
see why that would be stressful because you don't want to be messaging your guests being book immediately.
Yeah. Which I've done with some of them already.
for the people who you're I really want to make sure this person gets a room. Right. You do that. I can see where I feel anything unknown is really stressful. So not knowing if they're going to give you these rooms makes it so much harder to plan and makes you feel like you have so much less control. I totally, totally get that. I feel that way about the weather.
Yeah.
When I'm getting married.
Oh, that's right. Well, at least I didn't realize Mexico had a rainy season until one of my followers pointed it out when I was going there for my bachelorette. They were I think you're going during the rainy season. And I was oh, fucking great.
Whatever. But it'll still be fun.
Yeah. I think it'll you're out of the rainy season, though. So November should be
I think
good.
So. But I'm pretty sure the hurricane season is September. But I mean, you never know. So I'm always a little concerned about the weather. I just want it to be you want it to be a nice sunny weekend and people are traveling. There's no way to control it. So I'm trying to not worry about it because there's just nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
But I got a dress, so I'm excited.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah. I picked a dress last week. I have to say, I wonder, it's kind of I got it from Mark Ingram. They were amazing. Really, really helpful. In Sammy's Manhattan, there, you guys should check them out. No, Sammy was at Wedding Salon in Manhasset. I think so was Elaine.
No, just kidding.
But mine was from Mark Ingram. They were so helpful. And I feel really good about it. But it's interesting because I feel everyone's you have to have that aha, like this is definitely it moment. I just don't think I'm that kind of person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like I'm like blindly obsessed with anything, but like, I really like it and I'm really excited about it.
We've talked about this. Ashley and I forever ago analyzed this back when I, in like 2019, when I was looking at dresses, because I didn't have an aha moment either. And we determined why. It's because somebody like you, you look good in every kind of dress because you're like tan, thanks, skinny, you know, whatever. So like you, not trying to sound like cocky or pretentious or whatever, like you're gonna find a lot of dresses that you love and not right. like one, like you don't have a specific body where like you can only wear this type of dress, which some people have and they find the dress for them. And, but it's, I feel like that's right. with me. I was like, oh, I love all of these. It's just like a matter of which one yeah. I want.
I think some people are also like way more like particular detail oriented maybe. And like, then they're like, they can like, you know, easily exclude a lot because it doesn't matter. I didn't have like such a crazy vision for mm-hmm. what it was going to look like. So I was open to a lot of options and I'm really excited about the dress that I chose, but it's just funny. Cause like they sit, you know what I mean? They're like, you're going to have that moment where you're like, this is definitely, and I had that moment about like a few different ones. So it wasn't,
yeah.
There were like three dresses where I was like, this dress could like totally work. Like, I mean? And they all look very similar to each other. So it really just came down to like, just pick.
Can you share details about what yours looks like? Or is Mike like in the background?
He's sitting next to me. So, but after the wedding, I will share all the details about my journey.
Okay.
And
okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So that was my big moment. And I booked a videographer. I bit the bullet and I was like, you know what I mean? I was debating that, I think like a couple months ago. And yes. then I talked to, I asked literally every single person that's like asking me how wedding planning is going. I'm like, did you have a videographer? Do you like them? Like, did you not like, because I'm going to use theirs. I'm like, did you regret, like, did you feel like you, if you didn't get one, did you want one? Or like, you know what I mean? Like I just mm-hmm. wanted someone to tell me like, definitely get it or definitely don't. And most of the people that I spoke to, were like, yeah, I don't really look at the footage, but like, I'm glad I have it. So
yeah. That's the general consensus these yeah. days. I'm seeing with our audience, we did a poll yesterday about this because literally somebody asks this question like once a day and people are now leaning towards like, yes, get a videographer. You'll want to have the footage. It's not like you're going to watch it once a day. Right. And
but that was,
relive it.
That was my rationale. I was like, I'm going to get video footage because they can't get it back after, but I'm like, not going to get like the crazy package. I'm not getting like,
right.
You know what I mean? The 2 day, like, crazy extensive like half an hour video thing. Like I'm getting like a reasonable normal package.
Yep.
So I feel good about it because now everything that you just make it, the best thing about making decisions is you're like, great, now I don't have to think about it anymore. Like
it's the best. Put it,
you know what I mean?
You get decision fatigue.
But the yeah. save the dates, you're probably just like thinking about like I should do this. Not even like not even hard to actually do it. It's just hard mm-hmm. to like think about the mental
it's
energy
on your
is
mental
worse
list.
Than the, right. The yeah. physical energy. So I would say like there's nothing feels better than just like deciding. Like when I picked the dress, I was like, great. Cause I spent like 2 weeks just like agonizing. Like, what if I do this one? What if I do this one? And then I was like, these all look great. I'm just going to pick and
just
I picked.
Do it.
And then I was like, great. I haven't thought about it since. I'm very excited.
That's why on the Instagram, no, I fully agree. You'll have like a whole list and it feels so good to check things off. That's why on the Betches Brides Instagram, I've started a little thing called One Task a Day where we've all vowed to do. And when I say we, I mean me and the audience have all vowed to do one thing towards our weddings a day. That way it'll keep me from not procrastinating as much as I do. And it'll help everybody just like get shit done, like cross that thing off the list, just do it. Cause then it won't be on your mind.
Right.
So
yeah, that's really that's the real reward of getting it done. It's not even like that it's done. It's just that it's now off of your mental plate.
Exactly.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
I think today we're gonna talk a lot about bridal parties, right?
Yes, we've been getting a lot of questions about them.
I feel like there's so much like drama around bridal parties. So I'm glad we're getting into this because I feel like we get so many emails about the tensions between bridesmaids, yes. The tensions between the bride and the bridesmaids, you know, who to pick, who not to pick. It's so much like there's so much like charged like energy around the bridal party, I feel. So
there always is. It's yeah. The biggest thing we get asked about all the time.
Totally. So let's get into it. Should I read the first email?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Hello, brides. I have a hypothetical question that has not come up yet, but it's already giving me anxiety. I have this friend, Reed Frenemy. We have a long history together as both roommates and friends. Our boyfriends are in the same college friend groups. We're constantly in the same circles. I don't like the way she treats people, and I've tried to distance myself more recently. I've remained cordial, but I would not call her my best friend. She just got engaged and I'm getting nervous that she's going to ask me to be in the bridal party. I'm not engaged yet, but would not want her to be a bridesmaid in my future nuptials. I want the best for her and want her to have a beautiful wedding, but I would feel phony standing as a bridesmaid and I don't want there to be an expectation that I would return the request. Any advice on how to politely decline a bridesmaid proposal/request? For a better picture, she has expensive taste and is a pretty demanding person. I don't imagine her being a bridesmaid would be very much fun or financially feasible. Also, my boyfriend does not like her fiance. He's mean too. So I'm not worried about hard feelings in that relationship, but there are people we see almost weekly. Thank you in advance. That is very often to see another couple.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I loved this question because we never get this like reverse question. We always get the question of like, what do I do if, you know, how do I tell a friend that she's not in my bridal party, or how do I tell a friend she is in my, we don't get the perspective of the bridesmaid not right. wanting to be asked to be in the bridal party. So love this question. First of all, I wouldn't do anything until she definitely asks you. First things first, let's not jump the gun now. But it sounds like she's pretty confident that she will be asked. I think it's good that she's self-aware that she doesn't want to be in the bride, because the flip side of this is like she gets asked, she says yes, she's miserable, she doesn't really like this girl, she doesn't want to be her bridesmaid, she just kind of is like going through the bridesmaid motions, being a miserable bridesmaid, which we definitely don't want, like her to just suck it up and say yes, I'll be your bridesmaid. So I think when this girl, when it comes down to it and she asks you, Even if she asks you. Yeah. Even if she asks in a super like nice way, it'll be awkward as fuck. But I think she just needs to be straight up with her and kindly say, like, look, I'm so flattered you asked me. You know, I know she can say all these things like, I want the best for you. And I know you're going to have a beautiful wedding. I hope I'm there. I don't think that I'm in the best spot to be your bridesmaid. And I would almost more of like, this is where I think a little white lie might come in handy. Like, this is where I would kind of, she brings up the part at the end where she says financially feasible. Like, right.
I would cling to that.
I would play that up a little bit and kind of make that my reason. The only thing is I wouldn't want her to push back and be like, oh no, promise I'll make everything cheap. Like, you'll be fine. That would suck. Well, 'cause then it's like, what's my reasoning then?
But right. I mean, it seems like that's her biggest hurdle. I mean, other than like the expense and like, yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be like, I don't like you that much, so I'm not interested in being a bridesmaid. Because I think that's a little too honest, but I agree with you. I would definitely get into the, I would play up the finances, and I would also play up the time. I think as long as you're really managing expectations, if she really insists and she really wants you to be a bridesmaid, it's not, as long as, again, you've managed those expectations of, I'm not paying a lot and I'm not spending a lot of time on this, then I think that like, it's not a huge deal if it really would mean a lot to her for you to do that. I doubt it would, right. But like, let's say worst case scenario, she's like, she doesn't have any friends, or she doesn't have many friends and she really wants you to do it. Like, you've already set your boundaries and set your expectations. Like, if you're doing what Nicole says, I totally agree. She should, if she asks, I would be like, again, I'm so flattered. I'm so happy for you guys. I just want to let you know, like, I'm really trying to save this year and I'm really, really busy with work. So I would hate to let you down and like not be able to attend some of the events or not be able to like pay for a certain kind of dress that you want. Like, I would hate to do that to you. So I think it'd probably be better if I wasn't a bridesmaid, but if you're okay, that being said, if you're okay with all of that, like, I'm again flattered and happy to be there. Cause it's kind of like,
right.
If not, like, if you're kind of already laying it out there and she still really wants it, like, it really is. And you're basically saying, I'm not going to any event, but the wedding, then you've kind of like, you're doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Really meant a lot to her. Like, you're not really being phony. You didn't ask her to, she's the one who asked you. So if she's saying, she thinks you're close and you're saying like, you're basically hinting that you're not, there's no reason to like be so blunt and be like starting shit with her.
Right.
But
right.
I agree with you. I think she should play up the finances. But I do think like, if she pushes back, you've set your expectations. So if she asks you to buy an expensive dress, you can say, just so you know, like, I've already, like I told you before, like, I can't really afford this. So like,
yeah,
I'm not going to be able to wear that. Like, maybe she'll kick you out. But like, you, all you can do is say what you will and won't do, or what you can and cannot do.
No, I agree with that fully, exactly what you said, like, even phrasing it like that. I really don't think she would push back, because at that point, like, any normal level-headed person is going to like see that you do not want to be in her, like, you've set your expectations, you've nicely, kindly said no. So I doubt she'll push back. And then like, also for any brides listening, you know, I think this kind of plays into a larger thing of like, you don't have to like put people in your bridal party just to put them in. Like, I think in most cases, like, you know who you want to put as your bridesmaids and you know them and their feelings towards you back for the most part. Like, in my own bridal party, there's not one person that I can say like, oh, they probably didn't want to be asked. Like, I knew they would all say yes. I knew it was very clear. Like, they're all very good friends.
Well, I think it becomes harder when like, we're two scenarios. One, you don't have a close circle of friends. Seems like you do.
Yeah.
I definitely do. Like, I have a sense of like, who, you know what I mean? I think I can feel out the room of like, who would expect to be a bridesmaid and who wouldn't. So I think having like a preset circle of friends definitely makes this whole thing easier. And also, like, if you have positive relationships with, like, your family or your, like, in-laws or your, like, future in-law, like, you know, sister-in-laws mm-hmm. or something like that, like, I think that can make it, like, kind of a given. Mm-hmm. So, but I do think there are situations where it's, like, either, like, this person is, like, in name close to me, like, they're my sibling or my sister-in-law, or I don't have that many friends. I think a lot of people right. just don't have, like, a huge group of friends. So they're kind of like, I have some people that I kind of speak to, or maybe I have one really good friend. Right. And then there's a few other people that I, like, you know, I could ask, but
right,
I'm not
right.
really, you know what I mean? Like, I think it becomes a lot harder in that scenario where you're like, that person wouldn't necessarily ask me if they had closer friends. We're close, but we're not that close.
Right. Right. I was actually a kind of last minute bridesmaid in a wedding from a scenario like that. It was one of Mike's good friends' wives or fiancés at the time who I had grown close to through Mike and his friend, but it was a long story. Like, she needed one more bridesmaid. She wanted it to be even, whatever. And so I was kind of like a plan B, you could tell. Like, it was just very much plan B, but, like, she kind of tested the waters by asking her fiance to talk to Mike, since they're, like, best friends, right. about, like, gauging my, like, would Nikki want to be, people call me Nikki outside of work and stuff, would Nikki want to be a bridesmaid, blah, blah, blah. And so Mike, like, talked to me first, and I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, I don't care. Like, I was just like, why not? And she was, like, offering to pay for the dress and stuff. So, yeah, that I do see point of that story being, there's definitely some gray area, and I think it's case by case basis. Like, you just have to kind of feel it out and be honest right. and vulnerable.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you want to read the second email?
Yes, let's get into it. Another bridal party one, but semi-different. Hey, Betches, I have a bridesmaid's question here. One of my bridesmaids, let's call her Brooke. That's one of my bridesmaids' names, by the way. Is the childhood
friend...
Did you
write this in?
Yes. This is me subliminally asking for your advice. Okay. Let's call her Brooke. It's a childhood friend that isn't close with any of my other bridesmaids, but knows them and has been around them many times over the years. I'm starting to get the vibe that she doesn't want to be involved with the other bridesmaids at all. Her and I are very close and talk every day, but she's been completely radio silent in all wedding group chats. Not one response or even a react. She even straight up ignored a direct question one of my bridesmaids asked her and ended up answering for her after a few hours to try and avoid any awkwardness. I don't expect her to be best friends with my friends, but I can't help but feel disappointed that she isn't involved in any conversation. My wedding isn't until 2022, so no batch or shower plans have been confirmed. But it would be nice to feel like all my friends are equally excited about the upcoming events and give some feedback on ideas and batch destinations. We're just in the brainstorming stages right now, but she hasn't said one word. My fiance thinks I should check in on her and confirm she wants to be a bridesmaid, but I really don't want to be a bridezilla forcing her to text people back. Should I text her and tell her how I feel? Should I ask my maid of honor to reach out? Should I wait it out and hope she becomes involved as time goes on? Ugh, help. My gut is telling me to hold off, but I don't know. I hate this feeling of disappointment. Thanks, ladies. Love the podcast.
Okay. So I feel for her friend here because she doesn't, it sounds like the rest of the people know each other. She doesn't really know her. She's excited when she talks to her friend, but she's like in this group chat with people she doesn't know. And some people are really comfortable and like happy to like talk to other people that they don't know. I'm not one of them. So I kind of like relate to her friend here where she's like, these people are all friends. I don't really know them. So I'm like, not like, I feel weird. Mm-hmm. She probably feels like awkward or weird, like texting enthusiastically in this chat when she doesn't know anyone there. I wouldn't take it personally. I feel like the friend is taking this really personally, thinking that she's not excited. But if she's speaking to her one-on-one, seeming really excited. I think this might be like a sort of in her head that the person's not excited. It's more about her just kind of like not feeling comfortable with people around people she doesn't know, which not everyone is.
Also, real quick, just to jut in with the group text thing, I will say, like, these big bridesmaids group chats are so overwhelming for me, even, and I'm the bride. Yeah. Like, when I first made mine for my bachelorette, that has like 14 people in it who I invited, bridesmaids plus some friends. One of my friends doesn't know any of the others, really. She's met two of them like really quickly twice, but she's kind of this one person. At the beginning, I said, here's everyone's numbers. I put their name next to the number because think about it. You've got to like, this person might not even have their numbers saved in the phone. Like, it might just be a crazy overwhelming text from this person's point of view that's like popping off with different questions and reactions. I don't, the group texts, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, if she's being a little bit silent, it might not be a personal thing towards you. It might just be like the texts are overwhelming.
Right. But yeah, I totally feel that too. Maybe she doesn't have time to like go back, scroll back super long and read them. That's a great point. But also, again, like, it's like kind of like that plus not knowing anyone. I could see how she would miss a question or not be super enthusiastic about talking to other people. What I would do, if you really want to create this like bridesmaids like friendship, which I don't think is necessary, also as a side note, but if that's something that's important to you, I would maybe arrange like a little like socially distanced like get together where people can like meet each other, so she doesn't feel like, so she can feel like a little bit more comfortable with these people, like she knows them to some extent, as opposed to they're just being like your random friends. Like, she's probably doesn't want to fake this like weird relationship over enthusiasm for people she doesn't know. So I would either like try to facilitate something where they can get to know each other, or I mean, you could also, I mean, if it's really, really bothering you, if you're like really paranoid that she like doesn't want to have anything to do with it, you could say to her like, hey, I know that text, that chat gets like crazy. Did you want me to like introduce you to people like more on the side, or like maybe we create like a smaller text with like some other people? Like, I want you to feel really like comfortable. I know you don't know that many people. Like, I would do it almost as a way of like you trying to help her. As opposed to being like, do you not, I think saying like, do you not want to be a bridesmaid is very, she'd probably think like, where is that even coming from? I think that is not the approach to go. No offense to your fiance.
Right. It's a guy. No, right. I fully agree. The side checking in is such a thing, especially if they're your bridesmaid, you're close to them. I like, just from personal experience, like I'm texting a lot of my bridesmaids on the side about just their situations. Can they come to the batch or not? Like, that kind of thing. I think, yeah, check in with her. And I love the idea of doing a dinner before all these wedding events start. Like, even if it's just a couple of you that live in the same area, like, get together, do a little drinks, dinner kind of thing. That's actually very common. That's a known thing. Like, you do a girls get together before, you know, before you go on this like trip, the bachelorette together.
So at least she can like feel like she knows someone that's not just you.
Mm-hmm. Encourage everybody to follow each other on Insta. That's a good way to get them to be friends. But yeah, I mean,
I would be into that, but I can see how someone else would. I'd be like, I don't want to follow all these random people that I now have to like unfollow after your wedding because I'm never going to speak to them again.
Exactly.
But I would start with like some sort of dinner or brunch or some way for people to like informally get to know each other so she can feel more comfortable. But also, like, if she's not that active in the group chat, but she's active talking with you, I would kind of just like be fine with it. Like, there's no rule that says all your bridesmaids have to be like super friendly. Like, if she seems, as long as she doesn't seem like she's like completely miserable at the actual events, I think it's okay if she's like a little quieter in the group chat. You wouldn't want her to be like faking, feeling like she has to fake all this enthusiasm in the chat.
I love when bridal parties almost like have a buddy system in a way. Like, this is why I would say, like, for any brides out there who haven't picked your bridal parties yet, try to think in like at least groups of two. Like, can you invite people to be in your, like, do you have bridesmaids that are at least friends with each other? Like, two friends from college, two friends from home, two family people that know each other already. That way, like, you don't have to have that one-off person. But if it falls like that, if you do have that one-off person, that's fine. I think just, yeah, put these things in place to, like, make sure they feel comfortable, like, do a dinner before.
Yeah.
You could have the maid of honor reach out to her, just if there's something specific she has to ask her, maybe have, like, your maid of honor.
But I would have her. Yeah. If she has a specific question, I would have the maid of honor ask, but I wouldn't have the maid of honor ask her like why she's not responding in the group chat. Like, I would make it as friendly and like as positive as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. With this one, I would just try to gauge how she's feeling on the side one-on-one. If it's really that big of a note, but I do see that I agree with you. Like, I don't think she's not responding or reacting out of intention
because she like doesn't want to. Yeah, I agree. Let's do another email. Hey, Betches, love the pod. It makes me feel like I'm not alone in all of this. Truly, this has really gotten me through a lot of quarantine. Why do weddings have to be so stressful? I need help. I'm one of three sisters, so I imagine my wedding day to be a joyous celebration for us girls prancing in a daisy field, me in a white dress, and them holding the train. Just kidding. But you know what the vibe I'm talking about. Instead, it's been anything but the idyllic vignette. I am the middle child and have never really had the spotlight. Nicole, I'm looking at you, LOL. My older sister has always... Just so you know, we're all looking at you. My older sister has always had the brains, the career, and the attention, and most relevant now, a chronic health issue. My younger sister has always had her way. My family is not used to supporting and celebrating me. I got engaged during COVID, and it seems that through all the pandemic, my new family has been celebrating the event way more than my biological one. Fine, whatever. I guess they don't really know what to do since I'm the first in my family to get married. However, COVID has really caused a strain in the relationship between my two sisters in a way that makes it hard for them to speak to each other and for me to speak with them about each other. And they are my maids of honor. I'm put in a fucked up situation in which my older sister is bitter and jealous that I'm moving on first and therefore doesn't like to talk about the wedding or about our sister, and my younger sister is completely clueless about anything wedding related and opportunistic to a fault. She is not willing to spend money to come up and spend time with me. It's not a money issue. I feel like I'm so lonely in what is supposed to be a family affair. I wish my sisters would ask how they could help. It's hard to believe they haven't done that once. I wish they would think of how I feel through all of this instead of arguing who gets to stay at my fiance's guest house and how long they can stay and grumble about how they're happy they're not getting married, et cetera, et cetera. It feels like I'm missing something. Why am I the one worried about them? Any advice for a middle child who doesn't know how to ask for support? Is there a way to address how I feel? Do you see this happen a lot? What can I do to not be sad about this situation? Thanks for everything you do. XOXO, lonely girl. Did you feel that way, Nicole, as a middle child?
No, I mean, actually, yes. That the middle child, it's like a known thing. We get shafted, so I feel you. Like, we just do. Like, the first one gets all the firsts. The last one's the baby. Middles often get overlooked.
Mm-hmm. I'm a middle as well.
Oh, really?
I have five sisters.
Oh, that's right. You're the middle.
And three brothers.
Two on. Oh, yeah. You have like a lot.
And
of
I'm
siblings.
Actually the middle daughter. So I have two younger sisters, three older sisters. So no one gives a shit about me.
So literally you get overlooked. So your parents don't even know you exist.
Yeah.
No,
I feel this, you know, I know I feel some semblance of this too. I get it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So middle children here. I mean, it does suck that they haven't asked how they could help. We always say like your bridesmaids and people aren't going to read your mind and like take perfect initiative and do the task you want them to exactly do. Like, you do have to give them a little bit of a nudge here and there when you want them to do something. But it does suck. Like, even my bridesmaids will be like, how can we help? Just like, tell us how.
But is your sister doing that? I know she has a kid and she's pregnant, right?
No, she's honestly so busy with her life.
Right.
And so I do feel,
but that's
I
what
do
I'm saying.
Feel
like,
this.
Like, just yeah. Because someone's like, I think there's this expectation of like, because someone's related to you that they have to like be doing all the things and like, or like be a part of the wedding in the same way. And I think that like, if you're someone who's established strong friendships, like you said, your friends are more asking than your sister. And I've had that too, where it's like, you should, I think this would be more disappointing if it was the people that you were truly the closest to. It doesn't sound like you're close with that much with your sisters, but it would be more disappointing if the people that you were truly close with that you saw often, if those people weren't asking, I would kind of get it. But it sounds like you guys don't have that close of a relationship, which is fine. Not all family members are naturally close. I think that's like totally okay. So I would lean more, I would almost like not demand anything of my sisters, and I would just lean more on the people that I'm actually close with. I would lean more on my friends. I would ask, get my friends to hopefully get excited about the wedding. And then like, I would just minimize my sister's roles. Even if they're brides, they're maids of honor, I would just like kind of, you know, tell them what they need to do in the very, or like what you would like them to do in a very, and make that as small as possible. Cause it doesn't sound like they're excited to be there or really understand it. You could say like, maybe to your older sister, like, hey, would love it if you did, like, I would just assign her like the smallest of tasks and ask her nicely, just be like, hey, not sure if you're busy, would be so grateful if you could do this. And if she won't do it, find someone else to do it. Cause it's kind of like, you can't really force anyone to do anything. And like, it sounds like if she's not excited for you, it sounds like it's her own psychological issue, or maybe she feels bad again that she's, that you're getting married first, whatever it is. You don't really have to spend time figuring it out, but I would just lean more on the people that you naturally feel closer to.
Right. I think that's a good lesson learned. Like, you do not, and for her, it's a little too late because they're already her maids of honor. Or yeah, they're already her maids of honors, maids of honor. But I think good lesson learned that you don't always, just because they're your sister or your family member doesn't mean you have to designate them as a maid of honor. Like, but even if they are, like in this scenario, definitely lean on your friends to help pick up some of the slack and help you. And I think she could too, like if she wants. I wouldn't harp on it too much because like she even says, like she's like, I'm the one getting married, but I'm spending so much time worrying about them. Mm-hmm. But if she wants, I do think she could like, you know, sit them down and be like, look, you guys are my sisters. I chose you as my maid of honor because I love you, blah, blah, blah. I really want you two to like be able to be my maids of honor, like speak to each other, be a little more involved. I think she can say that. Like, I've taken my sister by the reins and been like, I get it. You have a child and you're pregnant, but your responsibility
is owe me.
Yeah. Well, I've said physically, I'm like, lest we forget, I planned your whole Vegas shebang with 14 girls and was like a camp counselor when I was only like 23.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I agree with you. You could definitely say like, I kind of feel a little disappointed that like, this doesn't seem like everyone's like excited and happy for me. Like, it feels a little sad for me. And if they care about you, they'll sort of, I think they will pick it up. And if they don't, like, there's not much you can really do, I think.
Right, exactly. Don't like stress over it too much. If they don't, like you said, like assign them little stuff that they can do. Be grateful for what they do and move on. And if it makes her feel better, like I think in every scenario, like we have these bridal parties and stuff, but more and more recently, especially I'm seeing like audience members aren't even like our bride's audience members. A lot of them aren't even having a bridal party because they're like, I do all the work anyways. Like the bride ends up planning her own wedding anyways. Like it's really, like I truly don't know that many like bridesmaids and maids of honors that are like planning that much and doing that much.
I agree. And I feel like if it doesn't feel natural and additive, don't do it. You don't have to do anything. Do something that makes you, that actually feels like natural and like you're doing something nice for people who are closer to you, and you're doing something that will like allow you guys to spend more time together. Not like if it becomes this stressful thing, like fuck it. Right.
Fuck it. That's our new motto.
There you go. Let's do some unpopular opinions.
Yes, we love these. All right, so the first one we have, just because you're in the wedding party doesn't mean you get a plus one. Do we agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think if someone's in your wedding party, it means they're like close enough to you that you like wanted them. They've spent a lot of time and money and energy being in your wedding party. And if they want, doesn't mean they have to bring a plus one, but I think you should always give them the option. Cause like, I think it's a nice thing to do. If it would make them feel happier, I would do it.
I agree with you. And I thought that you were going to disagree or just because you mean
agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I agree with you that, I disagree with this opinion because no, I agree. Like, that's the thing. It's like, if you're in the wedding party, I'm usually like anti plus one. I'm usually like, nope, so-and-so doesn't get a plus one. Don't feel like you have to. But with the wedding party, like you said, you're asking them to be they're close to you. You're asking them to support you and have all these different bridesmaid duties or groomsmen duties. I think they get a guest. But when I do get frustrated though, is when people have that "and guest" on their invitation and they like search far and wide and you hear them say like, oh, I need to find a guest or a date for Nicole's wedding. It's like, no, you don't, I'm giving you the option, but you don't have to have a date for my wedding. If you like truly can't find somebody, then like just come alone.
Right. But I think the point of it is like, if there was someone they did want to bring, you're happy to have them, not that they should feel like they need to bring someone that you have to spend all this money on. But like,
exactly.
But if it would make them happier to bring someone, like let's say they're like everyone else is a couple and they feel like they would feel weird without it, like, and they really want to find someone, like, I don't care if they went on one date with them. Like, if it's for them, it's not for me.
Right. If I say, you know, and I mean? Guest, you get that guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So it's interesting because 64% of our audience agreed that just because you're in the wedding party doesn't mean you get a plus one. So our audience is very anti plus ones.
So we disagree with them.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Agree to disagree. Rehearsal dinner, it doesn't have to be free open bar. What do you think?
I agree. And this like gave me anxiety. Well, okay. So here's the thing. I think the rehearsal dinner, you do have to provide free drinks at the dinner. So if you want to provide like wine or beer, or maybe if there's a cocktail menu, I think you pay for, whoever's paying for the rehearsal dinner does pay for drinks included in that dinner. But open bar, I don't know. Like, is that a thing?
What's the difference?
Like, there are rehearsal dinners where I feel like after the dinner is eaten, you see that there's an open bar and people might come, like it almost kind of turns into a welcome party and the people and the hosts of the dinner are paying for that the whole time.
I see what you're saying. So you don't have to do that, but like with dinner.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's funny. I don't think it's like, Nothing has to be for your open bar. Like, everything is very much dependent on your like financial situation and your budget. So like, I disagree with anything that's like, it has to be like this. Like, obviously it's nice to have an open bar if that's something you can afford, but if you can't, like, people will get over it. I think they, people get over whatever you do. Obviously people everyone always prefers open bar, but I think what you said is a nice solution, having something in the middle.
Right. That's what, just for anybody who cares, that's what we're doing at ours, I think. My in-laws are taking care of the rehearsal dinner. God bless them. But we're doing where, like, you get everybody at the rehearsal dinner is, you know, their dinner and drinks as a part of that dinner are paid for. But then we're having a welcome party. Like, the restaurant will turn into, like, a welcome party thing. And that's where people who want to stop by will buy their own drinks. We're not doing a whole thing. Yeah.
I think that's totally fair. All right. Mm-hmm. Last one. Photo booths are a waste of money.
This is like the age old question we get every 5 seconds.
We forgot to say 68% of people agree with that the rehearsal dinner doesn't have to be free open bar. So people who don't want to do it, the audience is with you.
Exactly. Photo booths are a waste of money.
What do you think?
It's so hard. I disagree with this statement that they're a waste of money. I think people like a photo booth. If it's there, people will use it. Does that mean I'm necessarily going to have one? I don't think I'm going to, honestly. I've gone back and forth on this, but for me, I'm like, I don't feel the need to spend money on that. So I guess in a way I'm agreeing with the statement, but, I don't know. What are your thoughts on a photo booth?
My thoughts are, I agree. Like, I think they're fun. If they're there, it's great. If they're not there, I'm not like complaining. I think they're definitely not a waste of money. It's a nice like little take home token. I actually think they're better than like one of those like take home gifts at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people like prefer a picture of themselves than a random mm-hmm. like tchotchke that like has your name on it. Like,
right.
I actually think they're pretty cool. I probably won't have one, but I think they're great. Not into them.
That's how I am. Them. Like, I'm going to have a really great band. I want people dancing. I don't think I'm going to have a photo booth, but like when I've gone to weddings that have them, I'm into it. It's fun. I always pop over, get a pic in a, you know, crazy paraphernalia that the photo booths usually come with, like a hat, right. Which I doubt they'll have because COVID, but now. But okay. Yeah, so 56% of people agreed. Or yeah, so 56% of people said that they are a waste of money. 44% disagreed that they're not. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, those were good. Keep submitting your ones on the Betches at Betches Brides Instagram. Please email us your questions, your happily ever after segment questions, your regular questions to brides@betches.com. We love hearing from you. And we'll be back next week to answer more of them.
And guys, don't forget, we have a whole new Betches.com. I'm sure you've seen our whole new Betches Brides logo on our Instagram and even on this podcast. But if you haven't checked it out, go to Betches.com and click on brands and go to Betches Brides, where you can see everything in the Betches Brides universe right there. It's great. You can subscribe to our newsletter there. You can listen and see our podcast episodes. You can read about me and Jordana a little bit if you want. Everything's there. Go to Betches.com.
Yeah. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.